Hello everyone, I'm Huimin and welcome back to the second episode of InvestKL Conversations. As the vibrant city continues to grow and evolve, it's more important than ever for business to embrace sustainability, innovation, and responsible growth. In our second episode of Driving Sustainable Business in Greater KL, we speak to Arvind Devadas, Head of Sustainability for Zalora. Being one of the region's leading e-commerce platforms, Zalora has an extensive collection of brands and millions of customers. In an industry where consumers are growing to become more conscious with their purchases by the day, what is Zalora's sustainability strategy?
So at Zalora, we believe that we have an obligation to protect the environment and to promote social responsibility. That's why we've implemented a number of sustainable initiatives across our business. Our operational initiatives are focused on reducing environmental impact. For example, because we are a fully online business, we do not operate any physical retail stores, which significantly reduced our carbon footprint. We are focused on using sustainable alternative packaging, materials like FSC certified paper and honeycomb as opposed to bubble wrap, which are admittedly pretty fun, but really, really bad for the environment, and plastic wrap. We are also reducing waste by recycling and composting. We are also working to improve energy efficiency of our operations, for example, and I implore a lot of businesses to do this because it's a relatively inexpensive way to reduce your carbon footprint, which is to install LED lights in your warehouses or in your offices while using energy-efficient appliances. We also have something in our warehouse offices called temperature control sensors. So it automatically regulates the optimum temperature without going to cold. I know some offices I've been to, they try to replicate the environment of the North Pole, but we don't really need that much cold in Malaysia. I believe we are the first e-commerce company in Southeast Asia to offset the entirety of our electricity usage with renewable energy certificates. We are also using recycled packaging materials for over 80% of our shipments. And we have an avoid to landfill policy in our warehouses. This means most of our waste is either recycled or composted. So our operational initiatives, obviously having a positive impact on the environment, but it's also pretty positive among our employees too. We've reduced our carbon footprint by 20% in the past year. So I was told that is the equivalent of planting over 20,000 trees. In fact, since our baseline in 2019, we have reduced 30% of our total carbon footprint, despite the business expanding. We've also reduced our waste by 15% in the past year. This is equivalent to diverting 1,000 tons of waste from landfills. We are now recycling and composting over 50% of our waste. This is equivalent to saving over 2,000 tons of CO2 emissions per year. And as of quarter two 2023, 46,502 Zalora parcels, okay, that's very specific, were delivered by low carbon logistics such as bicycle deliveries, walking deliveries, and electric motorbikes.
Great to hear the impact that Zalora has made so far. What are the plans moving forward?
So at Zalora, we are always looking for new ways to improve our operations in the future. So we plan to continue to use digital algorithms to maximize the utilization of space we occupy, only expanding when absolutely necessary. We plan to switch to even more sustainable packaging materials, such as mailers with 100% recycled content, and also use automation to optimize packaging and reduce wastage. So usually in terms of packaging, it's often a better solution and a lower carbon solution to reduce the amount of packaging you use than to shift to a less carbon intensive packaging. It's always the first step that we should take. And this is pretty ambitious for the operations, and I thank the operations team for committing to this. But we plan to reduce our waste to landfill to zero in 7 years, 2030.
That is a great ambition to have. Other than packaging, what about product innovation?
Launched in 2020, Zalora Earth Edit is designed to make it easy for Southeast Asian consumers to shop for sustainable fashion products. So, what is Zalora Earth Edit? So, Zalora Earth Edit products meet at least one of the following criteria. Sustainable materials. These are items made with alternative materials that have a lower environmental impact than conventional materials. So these are materials like you've heard of, like organic cotton, recycled polyester, and one really famous one, which is really amazing, called Tencel. The next one we have is eco-production. These are items manufactured using a process that it has lower environmental impact and uses less harmful chemicals, relying on recognized standards. Fair production are items produced in factories that meet Zalora's standards for social and environmental compliance. Products made without the use of animal products and without animal testing. And last but not least, community engagement. Products made by brands that are certifiably committed to giving back to the planet and to the community. So these are like big brand names from Adidas, Zalora, to smaller local brands in Indonesia and Malaysia as well. Zalora Earth Edit offers a wide range of products from fashion to accessories to home and beauty. We currently have over 190,000 Earth Edit products on our website as of August 2020. So in conclusion, just like all of us here, we are committed at sustainability at Zalora. We are proud of the progress we've made so far, and we are excited to continue our sustainability journey in the years to come. Our initiatives are helping us reduce our environmental impact and create a more sustainable future. We hope to be one of the many examples of how sustainability can help you future-proof your business.
Thank you, Arvind, for sharing Zalora's inspiring sustainability initiative. Your insights have truly enriched our understanding of how businesses are driving sustainability. Till the next episode, thank you for listening in. Goodbye.